I mean, she, like, loves... I feel like she loves a lot of people, but she doesn't co-sign them a lot.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't think so either. I mean, are they really a co-sign, though? Because they're already on her label, so...
No, I think it's a co-sign, because she discovered them.
Yeah.
True, yeah. Well...
Ooh, look at me spitting bars and facts.
Really. I'm trying to think of who, though, like... we forgot about.
Because we forgot
about. Exactly. I was just going to say, I was just about to say the same thing.
No, Tevin.
No, I forgot about Takeoff.
Nah, I know. But you know, I'll be feeling bad though, bro.
Wait, honestly, what about. No, never mind. I was going to say, like. Ooh, what's wrong?
Fetty Wap?
Yeah.
But Fetty Wap, that was like 2015. So we
bro, you know what?
That following year.
Chief Keef is mad young, bro.
Yeah, he's a year younger than us.
Yes, I thought he was mad old, bro.
No, he just been in this game for a long time. 16, yeah. When
he was 16?
Yeah, 16.
We don't like him.
16?
Yeah. He just looked old. He's been through a lot. Yeah.
Dale, we're going to go ahead and let you play this next song and play the programming because now you are now tuned in to Combined Culture Radio.
This one's for you. I think I made it.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 7 o'clock. And yes, this is Combined Culture Radio, which will be right back. Thank you.
Tune in on Thursday, August 30th at 8 p.m. to celebrate the Native programmers and the Native community of KBOO as part of our 50th anniversary. Jack Malmstrom of Rose City Native Radio will host this special on-air program. You can join us at the Native Community Open House here at KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. on August 30th. More information about the Native Community Open House and the anniversary programming can be found at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 13th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Celebration Powwow on Friday, September 7th from noon to 7 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. American Indian Day is a traditional showcase and celebration of American Indian and Alaskan Native cultures and community, which raises awareness concerning the challenges that Native American people face in this country. This event features vendors, educational booths, food, entertainment, and more. Again, that's Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Celebration Powwow on Friday, September 7th from noon to 7 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 700 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I think I made it because I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low. I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report. I had to get facts because you were just that. You that. Girl, you share your truths with me and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me. Can't spend time on a nickel and dime it. I got me a girl, she don't want no diamonds. A daily reminder to holler at God. Like, where did you find her? Good look at my nigga. Everything around me, I took it. Did it with only the nigga knew. And a few niggas I thought I knew better. Let go my bitch, I always do better. But you're more top echelon. My next probably be a step backwards. Niggas run with niggas up like drop mates, be the best actors. I'm done with all that tough acting. John Madden with a star habit. So it happens. Want life's good things, they still dreaming. And you deserve them too, I'ma do it just so it happens. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that. You share your truths with me. And I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la.
I'm elevated.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
I'm elevated.
I'm hella faded. These n****s hating, I don't know the reason now. Sometimes I feel jaded. They don't see the real me, they only know cold. They only know cold. Oh, I had to get back. I had to resort to turning my back. I'm doing just that, true that. I thought he was through with me, but that wasn't true. The proof, you in the coop with me. God shuffled the cards, dealt me a hand with impossible odds. Put an obstacle course up, look, and I get them all. With minimal effort, I'm fresher than socking your jaw. They spinning my record so heavy, I'm topping the Forbes. Stuck in a rock in a hard place, though. Is it true what they say? The higher you go, the longer the fall. Well, I dropped to the floor, the knock at the door was on cue. I thought that I saw it all till I saw you. Now I call you when the sun shines and the rain dries up. I'm a pit bull, but for you I be on chain tied up. In the backyard with a muzzle on, tail wagging like Oregon Trail, waiting on you to come through just like you do. Well, I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that. You share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la la la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
I think I made it.
Year.
Huh? No. And we no, back. And we back. And we, like back. And we back. And we back. And we back.
Hey.
And we
so
back.
Hard.
And we back. So, bruh, me and Michaela are planning to go to Disneyland on Saturday, bruh. And
wait, this Saturday?
Yeah, buddy.
That's cute.
I know, bruh. It's going to be lit.
I've never had any desire to go to Disneyland.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
No.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
I was 3 when I went, so I don't really count it.
Y'all some
it.
Real Oregonians, bro. I ain't never been to Disneyland, bro.
Not really. Those I feel like people, a lot of people from Oregon have gone to Disneyland. Far. It's not far.
A lot of people everywhere have been. Like, there's people on the East Coast who've been to Disneyland more than me.
Well, they've probably been to Disney World in Florida.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
I'm nervous.
Why?
You're not going to be tall enough for the ride?
Nah, bro. It's just... Okay.
So do you feel like it's not going to fulfill your expectations?
No,
I know what
bro,
it is. He's scared of the costume characters. That's what it is.
That's probably it.
Devin, you had a traumatizing experience as a kid, huh?
Nah, bro. What it is like when you go
to Goofy
Disneyland.
Goofy going to pop out and scare you.
Disneyland, bro. Disneyland is dumb lit. Like, it's dumb lit, bro. Like, it's the thought of it that's dumb lit. And going on the rides is, like, dumb lit. But you gotta realize, like, bro.
Is anything smart lit?
Nah.
Okay.
But it's like the waiting, bro. It's the waiting in line. And another thing that I'm fearful of, it's a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you ain't getting nowhere. You about to be stuck.
You about to have some next level back sweat going on.
Bruh. Yo. Holding a backpack, maybe?
You better wear some dry fit to Disneyland, bro.
No, I have a fanny pack. That's the way to go. You just fanny pack it up. You wear some comfortable shoes. You bring a sweater just in case you stay for the fireworks. Like, I've got it all planned out. Maybe some sweats.
They do fireworks every night?
Yeah. Every.
That's crazy.
Have you been to Disneyland?
That's a lot of fireworks.
That's a lot. Yo, like, that's a lot of CO2 emissions.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they're... I don't know.
Like, that should not be allowed to do fireworks every night. Like,
yeah. I don't know how they get by with that in
but
California.
But it is Disneyland, so honestly, like, I wouldn't... They have their own, like...
Rules for
pretty
everything.
Pretty much, like, city.
It's like their own little land, yeah. Disneyland.
Yeah. They got their own governor. Mickey Mouse is the governor.
Bro, but the thing is, it's like, you got to mentally prepare for Disneyland because you got to mentally prepare for... This is the one thing you have to really prepare for. And listeners, I'm going to call you in right now.
You going to call the listeners?
No. I'm not going to call you in, but listeners.
Close up the pause. That's another Nicki Minaj.
I want you guys to listen in right now. Right now.
Clean Radio.
Hey, this Queen Radio.
Can you imagine if a radio
listen in, bro. Nah, this is what the most thing you have to prepare for, bro. Michaela knocking somebody out, bro.
Oh my
god. Why would Michaela knock somebody
bruh,
out?
Bro, you don't Michaela know can't even you don't fight, bruh. You don't know how she is at Disneyland, bro.
No, I just have like social anxiety, so like a lot of people.
So you punch people when you get.
No, he's over exaggerating. I just get anxious. No, I just get really anxious because there's like a lot of people there.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I don't like being around a lot of people.
So, bro, because especially when them fireworks happen,
I gotta be in a specific mood. But I mean, I feel like I would like to go to Disneyland at some
come point. Come with us.
I'm good. That's the third wheel I don't want to ride.
You two can go.
Bro, Zach has done a third wheel with us plenty of times.
Like I said, I have no desire to go to Disneyland. If we're talking
California Adventure.
Universal Studios?
Universal Studios.
Bro, Universal Studios is trash.
The one in trash. California is.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the one in Florida.
Okay,
oh,
yeah, no, we haven't been to that. Oh, okay. Actually, hold on.
Because that's the one that got the
Harry Potter
got the
Gator.
No, the Walking Dead exhibit.
Oh, for real?
And it's like, yeah, it's like it came last year, and it's like super. It's like really. It's supposed to be a real experience. Like you're right in the show.
On everything, that Harry Potter was a real experience. Now, matter of fact, should we go to Disneyland or Universal Studios?
I'm not going to. We've been to Universal Studios like literally so many times.
Yeah, nah, you're right. But that's Disneyland is all about. Let me break this down. Disneyland is all about the experience. Like when you go, it's just the feeling. And like going on, I think did they take out the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
No, Tevin, we just went on that.
No. All right, bro, because that's one of my favorite rides, Keep It 100. And then you got the Matterhorn. Like it's just the feeling of being at Disneyland. Like it brings back that nostalgic feeling.
But my brother was tripping. We went on It's a Small World, and he was flipping out. My brother's like 19 years old, and he was like, "Get me out of this ride!" He's like, "These dolls are like coming alive." And
oh yeah,
he's never been. That was his first time.
Oh yeah, that was. Oh yeah, because bro, y'all were on the radio that night. You two took over for me that night. I remember that.
That must have been like the show.
That was a year ago. Wait, what did we go down to LA for? Like, oh, bruh.
That must have been when we had Blossom and Photo.
Yeah, it was. Because one of y'all homies spit a bar, right?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
A few of them.
Bruh. Yeah, right. Oh, bruh. That was a year. Wasn't that a year ago?
Yeah. That was like that. Yeah, but it was like right before I went back to school.
Yeah, it was.
So it's like in August. Like God middle of August. Dang.
This might be the year. Wow, that is wild, bruh. That is really wild. I don't know, bro, but yeah, Disneyland is just the overall feeling. You know what I'm saying? Jalen, would you ever have your own podcast, bro? My bad. On the whole fact of amusement parks, have you guys ever been to an actual big amusement park with big rides?
I've been to Six Flags.
Which one?
Magic Mountain.
For real?
Yeah.
Have you?
We went there. So, when we went down to California, we did a road trip with the family when I was in sixth grade. And we decided between Six Flags and Disneyland, and the decision was made to go to Six Flags because we were a little bit older. I was the youngest, or second youngest technically, out of me and my cousins.
You were sixth grade?
My siblings. Yeah, so like the decision was made to go to Magic Mountain.
I know, you were dumb scared.
No, bro, actually, I was chilling. I had a good time.
You went on all the rides?
Yeah, the crazy thing is, so it was during our spring break, which is aligned with California spring break, so there was no one there. There was literally like no lines, nothing. No one was there. It was like we rented out the park to ourselves. And I remember the first ride we went on was like, I think it was called the Goliath.
Oh, bro.
And bro, it goes straight up. It just keeps going up and up, bro. Went so high. And then when it drops down, like all the mucus in my sinuses shifted to like the back of my head. It was crazy. Like I felt it. It was crazy. Bro, and like,
yeah.
And the rush was amazing. It was fun. I mean, just went on rides, rode on the Superman, the one that goes straight up.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is Magic Mountain?
Magic Mountain is like right before you get to LA.
Yeah. It's like right, you know, when you first come, have you driven into LA before?
Yeah.
When you drive through the mountains and stuff and you start coming in to like, it starts turning the city, it's like in that area.
We went to the one in Vallejo and I didn't like it. It was so weird because like they have this one like, attraction or ride that's like snow.
Oh my gosh, that was
and people
a
were
time
flipping
thing.
Out. All these California
oh
people, it's
God.
Like fake snow.
Oh
and the
my
kid,
because
like, you know, it's in Dead. California. I was like, come to Oregon, have a blast. It's free.
Wow. Anyway.
It's cold.
Yeah. Like, nah, not a ride.
Nah, bro. Okay, so my experience with Six Flags Magic Mountain was my grad night. And, bro, it was lit. Like it was
you guys
like,
had your grad night there?
We had our grad night. But it was like all California schools went, bro.
That's even better, actually.
Yeah, it was lit, bro. They had a little DJ, all that. So it was like, it was. But the thing is, like riding those rides at night, bro, dumb scary. done. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, bro. We're riding these rides, bro. That was, I didn't drink.
That's why it's like all night.
I didn't drink in high school, bro. So like, we all had like Red Bull. Oh, so like Red Bull had us like extra charge.
You had the wings,
bro.
Tim was off the wings.
We were like, hey, bro, let's kick in the Red Bull, bro. And we were like, that ride back, bro. It was real talk, sad, bro, because we were all just like, damn, this is the last like night before.
Nah,
you
just coming down from the Red Bull. That's what.
Nah, bro, it was. I mean, that.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, tell me about y'all little boat experience or whatever.
I mean, ours, like, we weren't sad because like
we were so happy to get out of.
Yeah, we were. You gotta understand, like, our high school. We had fun in high school for sure. Like, mm-hmm. Speaking for myself, I guess I should say, but like, I had fun in high school. But like, I was just ready to get out of there. Like, the dealing with the faculty and staff was just already getting annoying because like. They was just on some other stuff, like in terms of like policing us. And then two, just like, I don't know, getting like we'd been around the same people for a while. We went to smaller schools, so like we interact with each other a lot more. Like we got the most out of each other, the people that we wanted to. And then the people we're gonna continue kicking it with, we continue to kick it with.
I don't know, bro. It was, I don't know, maybe I was just sad, bro. Cause it was just like okay, it's different in Oregon. I feel like a lot of you guys stay like either at Oregon State, Oregon, or you guys stay in the same vicinity of Portland, whatever. With that's us, it was like everybody went like completely. You could have went East Coast, down South, whatever, like to L.A., whatever. It was, I don't know, bro. But tell me about y'all. I mean, Michaela, every time I hear about it, it seems like she had the grand time of her life on the little boat.
What are you talking about? No, I didn't. Oh. It's just like we just went to some like Jewish like recreational center, and then we went on the Portland Spirit, and like we weren't like when we were dancing, like we weren't allowed to like dance like back to front still. That's like dancing. Hello, this is like our graduation night.
I just get caught so many times doing that.
So I don't know, I mean it was whatever. There were people that were like, you know, using drugs and alcohol, but I didn't, so it was just like it was fun to be with my friends, but I was tired and I wanted to go home.
Same. Like, I was exhausted.
Well, the day after when we had to set up for your grad. Oh my God.
I forgot about that. So yeah, I agree, Michaela. It was just all right. There was.
Man, y'all had a thing smacking turned up.
There was one point though, like we weren't supposed to have our phones. I don't know, like who was? Did somebody take them or I don't know what it was, but we weren't supposed to have our phones. Whatever. I was going to like talk to somebody who was like standing near the rail of the boat.
Oh.
And my phone was in my pocket. I sit down, my phone slips out of my pocket, it doesn't fall off the boat because for some reason,
what?
On this side of the boat, like it was just like rail, you know, and then like the ground. But on this side of the boat, there was like a little bit of like, I don't know what it was, like metal that was like coming up, and it stopped my phone from falling into the water. On the other side of the boat, it didn't have that railing at the bottom.
Wow, so you just got lucky.
If bro, and mind you, I had all my graduation pictures that I just took like just an hour before on my phone. Like they hadn't been sent to any family, nothing. So I would have lost all those photos. So yeah, you know.
But that's kind of weird how they did that though. It literally goes from y'all straight graduating to going on this boat.
Mm-hmm. No.
Didn't we go straight to the boat?
We went to the recreation center.
No.
First.
No, they
oh, we did.
Ours we went straight from our ceremony after taking pictures. Yeah. We all hopped on a bus, had a bag, and then they took us straight to the boat, dog.
What was the bag for? Just to change?
Yeah, we got to
change. It was overnight.
It was overnight? Overnight party. Yeah, you stay up all night.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing with us. It was grad night.
I think it was over at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
But, you changed clothes because like
the... Did anybody go to sleep?
No. I mean, I think maybe a couple of people, but like we was hooping. Like we went to the Jewish Rec Center, bro. We was hooping. They had a swim pool there. People were swimming.
Wait. That's where it was at?
That was where the end of it was.
Yeah. So it's right by Jasmine's old house and like when she lived on our side. It's that recreation center that's right there.
Yeah. It was super random, but I mean, we just hooped. Like we should have just was like,
hold on, bro. So how long was the bus? I mean, the boat. Yeah.
Like an hour.
It was like
boat,
right? An hour.
I thought we went for a while.
I thought y'all was on the boat like all night.
No, the boat was most of the night. Cause bro, we got on there. Like they catered food, so we all ate, and then they played music for a long. Like it was at least 2 hours.
It might have been like
at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like it felt like I felt like I got the most out of it. I was like, all right, cool. We went back and forth down the river and everything.
My bad.
What?
But when we got to the rec center, we it was like you could do whatever you want, and then it was like kind of organized at one point, because remember we went into like the main room, and then we had like the games and everything. You can win some stuff, but yeah, we was really hooping at like 3 in the morning or something like that.
Did y'all go? Did y'all stay on the boat all night?
No, we just went.
They did the exact same thing we did, Tevin. They didn't change it. It was a year before us, so they didn't change anything.
They probably still do it to this day.
Right, they probably do.
I should ask my brother, and my brother didn't go. He's like, that's stupid.
Oh, they can choose if they want to go or not?
Yeah.
I feel like we had no choice.
That's how I felt like, too. No, I felt like we didn't.
I feel like we didn't.
Here on CC Radio, we talk about nostalgia in high school moments. There's no way they're about to,
like, abduct you from, like, you could not go. Like, they're not going to force, you can't be forced to go.
No, but it was something, like, it wasn't forced, but there was, like, some type of thing that made you feel like you had to go.
Well, because they didn't tell you what you were doing.
Oh, that's right.
They kept it a secret. They didn't say what you were doing. So that was the incentive, was like, find out. And honestly, they blew my mind. I was like, y'all, I didn't expect y'all to do all this for us. Right.
I already knew because people above me told me, but.
Yeah, I didn't ask. I actually just kind of forgot to ask. I like to be surprised, though, so.
Cool. High school.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
That's where I peaked.
Get out of here, bro.
Several people
get out of that here. Oh my gosh,
on
bro.
That night, graduation.
Oh my god,
bro. So speaking.
Go ahead. No, you the host. Go ahead. Speaking of what?
No, I was just gonna say I'm hungry, bro.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway.
It's getting to that point, bro. It's getting to that point where it's like, not to that point. Like,
no.
Right. But it's getting to that point, you know, where you're so hungry, like your stomach starts hurting.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling.
You just
gotta
walk it off, bro.
I love it.
Exactly.
Why?
I stay hungry in these streets because I'm always trying to get it.
Okay. Give me the mic.
Shut up,
bro. Scary voice.
But you know what I'm about to get, bro? I'm about to get me an Oreo milkshake with two
chicken.
Did anybody ask?
That's not
I'm about
food.
To get. But no, hold on, bro. You don't let me finish. I said I'm gonna give you an Oreo milkshake.
Wait, from where?
From Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna give me an Oreo milkshake with two chicken sandwiches and some fries.
I was about to say, they only got six things on the menu.
And
so
Chick-fil-A.
It can't be that hard.
Bro, but you know. Wait, hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. You know what I've been craving? Wingstop.
I'm waiting for this one on MLK to be finished. I feel
wait. They're doing one on MLK?
Yeah, what?
Let's go. You know, okay, so you know where the Natural Grocers is that just got built? It's like right across from that.
Oh, that's down the street where the Chic used to be slash Pizza Hut slash Adidas.
No, across the street from that.
Yeah, I'm saying that's where they're building it.
The fact
that
they have a Natural Grocers in North Portland, like, blows my mind.
It's crazy.
And the thing is, to be honest, I personally feel it because I drive past it every single day, both in the morning and in the evening. And I feel like they don't get that much business.
Because who in the hood is going to Natural Grocers?
But also,
for one, it's in an awkward spot where there's not really parking like that. Like,
really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, they compared to when you can, you know, either just go to New Seasons on, what is that, Vancouver?
There's two New Seasons.
Interstate. And Interstate.
Yeah.
And also you, oh, wait, and then there's the one on 33rd. On
33rd. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a New Season over there. So, I mean, like, you have three within the vicinity, and then on top of that, like, Natural Grocers, their prices are more compared to New Seasons.
But still, it's like, why are you infiltrating? I mean, I know why. It's gentrification. But I just am like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Dun. It's like a little, like, thing that they be putting on.
It's
like,
just jacked up.
Yeah. I feel like that is stupid that they put that there. But
you know what kills me, though? The what killed me the most about it was seeing them put it up and then the mural that they put up.
Of
the
what?
Side of it.
MLK?
Bro, exactly. The mural that they put up is crazy. It's pretty much depicting what, like, you just gotta look. There's a lot going on in the mural.
It's amazing.
It's a really good mural, yeah. But it just is not, like, I don't know why, like, they put it up.
It's black art.
It's black
on
art.
A building,
yeah.
And a gentrified.
Bro, but
because
real stuff.
Because black art is cool.
Like, it's pretty much depicting what happened on the grounds where they're at. Like, and I'm just like, y'all just going to, like, snitch on yourself? Like,
and it's like multiple panels.
Yeah.
So I think it's like nine panels, probably.
I don't count. Like,
I see, I see it every day, so.
Yeah. Well. But yeah, it's a dope.
It's so good.
Go check it out. It's a dope mural. Good. But the fact that it's on a Natural Grocers, it's just kind of confusing.
Alberta and Killingsworth.
Dog.
I mean, Alberta MLK.
Bruh. So y'all really tripping talk. Bruh, this one, so there's really about to be a Wingstop on MLK.
Yes.
Bruh, I'm in
that
there.
Same complex.
I am there. Bruh, I've been craving Wingstop. Bruh, ask Mikhail. I've been craving Wingstop.
I've never had Wingstop.
Whoa.
It's
hey, what's that?
No,
what's
Seven's
that?
Making it sound like it's the best thing in the world, but bruh, it's cool. Tripping. It's better than Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're tripping. That's what the
what I've been realizing is like there's a lot of these restaurants that are overhyped. Like people hype up Chick-fil-A.
Wait.
I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Let me break this down. Wait, hold on. Let me break this down.
Chick-fil-A is the McDonald's Southwest chicken sandwich. That's it.
Oh my god.
That's it.
Disrespectful.
That is it.
So disrespectful.
Go to McDonald's and get the Southwest chicken sandwich and go to Chick-fil-A. And get there same.
Listen, I'm not saying that Chick-fil-A is not good. I'm just like, they only have like three options.
Who cares? I'm about to give me some Chick-fil-A.
And like
after
the options, like the sandwich has nothing on it. It's just pickles and bread. Like
just like McDonald's.
And then it comes with sauces. Okay, cool. But like
Chick-fil-A sauce be on smack, bro.
Chick-fil-A sauce would change your life.
Okay, you there's
facts.
Okay.
You gotta
get it. Cool.
Or you could get the Polynesian. And you want to spice up your life a little bit.
Okay, I mess with the sauces. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying you're a restaurant. Don't just sell me sauces. Like, I want different options. Like, I don't want a chicken sandwich or a chicken sandwich or
a chicken sandwich.
Wait, or a sandwich
tripping, chicken.
Listen, hold on. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A breakfast?
I actually have not.
Chick-fil-A breakfast.
Fire. And I've heard that.
Fire.
It's amazing. Fire. The chicken biscuit.
And you say you never had Wingstop? Okay, bro, you need to have their fries with their ranch be on smack. And then you get the fork. You get the Let me tell you this.
Why he reached for his imaginary.
Let me tell you this. You get the honey barbecue chicken, right?
You get the ranch, bro.
Put your fork on there, and then you dip the chicken with the ranch, bro. Boom, bam, bam. And then you got the fries. The fries are like kind of.
I'm calling a timeout real quick.
The fries are kind of sweet. Ain't they, Victor? The fries are kind of sweet and salty.
Tevin, I'm calling a timeout. Why did you have to give us like a step by step of just dipping chicken? Like, you act like there's a secret technique. All you did was describe putting it on the fork and dipping it in the ranch. All
right, hold on, bro.
So,
hold on, bro. Nuggets, hold on. Like, boneless or wings?
Wait. It depends, bro. It depends on where it's from.
There's no winged nugget. Like, what are you talking about?
No, boneless.
I know.
Hey, would you rather prefer
boneless wings or
tenders?
What? No.
No,
boneless
wings
or boned wings.
Yeah.
Boneless wings are. Oh, sorry. Yeah, boneless wings or bone wings. That sounds weird.
What do you think?
It depends on where I'm going.
If you're going to Buffalo Wild Wings,
that's a good way to put it.
It really depends on where I'm going because
and what you're doing.
And it depends. That's true.
I feel like if I have bone wings,
I gotta have some time. I gotta be able to sit down and watch that. You can't eat bone wings in the car, like while you're driving. That's just dangerous. That's reckless. It's either reckless or you're not getting all the meat off of it, so you're just not maximizing your food intake. That's just wasting.
That's just
a fact. Yeah. And then, yeah, it also depends on where you're getting it from because there's some places where the bone wings are better than the boneless or the boneless are better than the bone wings. You know what I'm saying? So it really depends. There's a lot of variables that go into boneless / bone wings. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm rolling up in a Buffalo, their chicken is trash anyway, so I'm just going to go with the boneless, you know?
Facts.
Quick and simple. Exactly. I want to get in, get out, even though they're going to be slow, you know? If I'm going to, let's say, I don't know, give me a chicken wing spot.
That's the thing. I don't know good chicken wing spots.
All right. Well, I mean, if I'm going to Jack's, I don't got a choice. So
No.
I'm talking about like wings, bro.
I'm talking about like lemon pepper wet off Atlanta. Like,
okay,
I'm,
you talking about?
I'm talking
like,
about
okay,
like where
there's
it's
not
like,
too many places like that in Portland. But
they actually
have good wings. There's some. You just got to dig for them.
Where are they?
I'm trying to think. I had some good ones. It's escaped my mind. I'll get back to you that one on a personal note, though. I'll let you know.
All right, Dale. You can play track number, I think, was it 3 or 4 when we're on? 4?
Fire in the Mountain got some decent wings.
Big shot. Let's get it.
Wakanda. Welcome.
Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insects.
No.
I
outside. White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah. Big shot, big shot. Hold on. Hold on. Peanut butter insides. Hold on. Outside. White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah. Sir, duck, work for a kung fu. Kenny got juice, got work, got weight, got plenty, got them, got hurt, got more, got bitchy, yeah. Top off, getting topped off in the city. Big top dog, and I dance on them like Diddy. Pop off, and I pop back like Diddy, yeah. I hit the ceiling and forgot about the flow, yeah. Rain so big, got my haters on the ropes, yeah. This be the way, plus I live on the coast, yeah. When I touch a bag, young, young, do the most, yeah. Mm. And I what kind of flex, yeah. And you know what time it is, yeah. But don't know what grinding is, yeah. Baby, I care. Baby, I swear. Only one real nail. Only two real nails, yeah. Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insides.
No.
Outside. White body looks like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah. Big shot, big shot.
Hold on.
Everybody insets.
Hold on.
Outside. White body look like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah.
Big shots. Step, step, surf like Pepsi. Flight suit, about to slide down Space City. Top down, she down, under like Iggy. Yeah, it's lit. Locked y'all when the night call too litty. Knock off, get your rocks off, got plenty. Got rocks, got J's, got you, got Lenny. Yeah, I need my engine. She need extensions,
yeah.
Don't be the center attention. Just play your position. Got my life on the yacht mission. Cause they been a vision,
yeah, yeah.
Running through these waves like I'm Moses off the roof. Hop out the trees. Whipping the fog in the lead. Fucking can't breathe. Quran over Philippe. Out of the street,
yeah.
Chew with the game, make it sweet.
Big shots.
Chitchin' in like I'm Steve.
Yeah. Big shot.
Hold up, wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside. White body looks like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah. Big shot, big shot.
Hold on.
Peanut butter insets.
Hold on.
Outside. White body looks like Gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, 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 emotional. Why you emotional? Why you emotional? Ah, you emotional, yeah.
I just be making stuff up. I'm sorry.
I almost believed you for it.
You did.
That's so weird.
And we back. And we back. And we back. And we back again with the spitting hot fire. And my name is Young Tev.
Oh my God! No, no, no! Don't put me in that.
Got my girl to the side, and we about to get a new bed.
What?
Stacking up that bread. Heading to the stones. Back. You should call me Fred.
Hey, hey. Freestyle on the beat. Who's next? Michaela, you up?
There is no beat to freestyle.
What?
She wanted to text me, but I left her on red.
Hey.
No.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, all right, cool.
I'm tired of these snakes.
Got the blue tint because I'm hiding from the feds.
Okay, okay, I'm done.
All right. I was
blue tint?
Like, blue tint?
That's cool.
That is cool. I would love to have a blue
tint. That sound like some midnight club street racer.
You know, I'll still be playing
Tokyo,
that game.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Wow.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Let's go. So, within the past week, Kanye, he's been back in his hometown, Chicago. Mainly, he's been there to work with Chance the Rapper on Chance's album. And
when's Chance's album coming out?
Cute.
Who knows? We don't know. But they had already talked about it, like it came out in the media a couple months ago.
Is Chance gonna do the 7 songs?
I think so. I think this is the 7 song album. And Vic Mensa has been in the studio with them.
Bro, Vic Mensa has been he's a real life activist.
Yeah.
He's a real life
activist lifestyle. Like that's like full fledged.
Not and it's like, really dope to see.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's a completely different. I mean, like Chance has been an activist too. With like
no, his he's social, really out there in the
right
in
with
the
field. His with his social work and raising millions of dollars and stuff like that for kids in Chicago. And yeah, with Vic Mensa, everything he's been doing, he just gave out like 7,000 pairs of shoes.
Yeah, dog.
Like that's amazing. Anyway, so yeah, Kanye's been back. Pretty much, so he was with on WGCI, Chicago, the radio station. It's like it's pretty much like their like.
Bro, what was he wearing, bro?
It was a really basic outfit. Anyway,
no, but it was just like a black dad shirt with a collar on it.
He is a dad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I was just trying to figure out what
it was
wearing.
It wasn't a typical Kanye outfit.
Yeah, it was just like. I feel like, but if you really notice, bro, like, okay, if you watch the gym.
But he had on some, and like, $2,000 shades, so.
Yeah, and I understand you got I understand you got a code switch sometimes, but, bro, I feel like maybe because he was back into his environment, like, of Chicago, he didn't sound like he did on Kimmel. If you really, right, like, yeah. It was just, I was just like, what?
Okay, so, I'll get to that after. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I talked to, like, some other people about this. So he was on a radio show, and they touched a lot of subjects, mainly, like, everything he's been on, like, in the past 2 months, like, since he released his album. And, of course, they touched on the whole slavery was a choice comment he made on TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, the first time where he's openly talked about it and also apologized for it, and this was like the first time he's apologized for it. I mean, he's had another opportunity like with Kimmel, and I feel like he should have on Kimmel because that was like a bigger platform.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are today, and his apology was very heartfelt in my opinion, just because it didn't come off. I mean, I watched the clip, the full interview release later, but I watched the clip, and I feel like this was coming from a place of, like, he knows that he hurt his fans, people that may not have been fans, but, you know, may have at some point looked up to him or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, bro, I can't even play, if I'm riding in the whip with Mikhail, I can't even play Kanye West.
So, don't want to hear it.
And I mean, like, that's how a lot of people felt, you know. And then you also touched on mental health, and he said he's not blaming mental health for the reason why he said that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to start not really like be the face of like people with mental health issues, but make it more so of something that you can, I don't know if you would say like being comfortable with, but like you can
bring to light.
There you go. Yeah. See, that's why y'all here, you know, so you can help me. So yeah, he apologized for that. He said he appreciated WGCI for giving him the opportunity to apologize, and he was saying that he had people with him that was at TMZ that could have stopped it, but they didn't. And
could have stopped what?
Him from continuing on, because it was kind of like, we didn't know he was going to get to that point when he was on TMZ, but like, there were comments that were leading up, like prior to that slavery was a choice comment, that it was kind of like questionable. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was saying that, you know, Don C, like one of his really good friends, owns his own brand.
The reason why he's upset is because they're not as close as they used to.
Yeah. And he said he feels like said the downfall of Kanye West, this is what he said, quote, "Downfall of Kanye West is directly related to Don C not being around. Don C is actually in town right now because I need him." And I was talking to some other people about this earlier, and it's like, sometimes, like, I feel like Don C and then, like, Virgil Abloh, another close friend, like, people like that, when they were always in Kanye's corner, they, like, kept him grounded. And I think Kanye, his issue was that once they weren't around anymore and they were branching out with their own business ventures, he didn't really have anybody in his circle, even more so like Yes Man and not people to...
Well, bro, that's what Cole said.
Yeah. Yeah, in a song.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, it was like, I think it's like, I feel like a lot of people go through that. They may not go far as into the deep end as like Kanye did, but it's like, you know, everybody handles it differently as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he started to tear up when he's talking about Don C. And it's like, that's like me, like, say if I became somewhat unstable and, like, I don't have Jalen, like, you know, being here to, you know, keep me on the right path, whatever the case may be. And it's like, like, how do you really handle that? You know, like, this could be a time for them to, you know, mend their relationship back together and maybe become what it once was. Because, I mean, they haven't been around each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then some people, when they see their friends, like, in situation like this, they, if they already kind of, like, apart, then they don't even want to be associated with that person, you know? So I'm interested to see, like, how Don C takes that. I'm sure that he's heard, you know, what Kanye said by now, because this happened this morning, and I'm interested to see if, like, if they're willing to, you know, make that relationship what it once was.
I hope so, bro. But I mean, that which what I was going to talk to you guys, like you said before, was there was a difference in how he talked.
Yeah. And okay.
It was just like, you notice, I don't know, bro. It's like, you maybe you do have to switch it up when you're on live TV with Jimmy Kimmel. You have to talk a certain way, but then when you're on a Chicago radio station, you're back home, you do.
Right, and mind you, all the radio personnel, they're black. So, you know, it's on the Chicago
radio. So, to me, he sounded like old Kanye.
He did. He definitely did. He seemed like he was comfortable. Like, he was able to just be himself and, like, it's not, like, you know, the term, let your hair down. Like, that's what it felt like to me, because he seemed very open the entire, bless you, the entire time.
Kanye, he be killing me with these dramatic, like, long pauses, bro.
The one pause.
TMI, but I was like, I was listening to the interview while I was taking a shower, and I just, like, heard a pause, like, did my phone die, or what's going on? And then Kanye kept talking again. It was like a 30-second pause.
Yeah, it was really long.
It was like a long pause, bro.
But then that's when he broke it down into tears.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dang, what I didn't see. Yeah.
I can cry on command. Just
you can cry on command?
Yeah.
You should be an actor. Isn't that, like, pretty hard to do?
That's for most hard, people? Yeah.
Do it right now.
Do it.
No, I don't want, like, but I can't. I remember when I was just crying in the car, I was like, my eyes are watering. I was making myself cry because I was hungry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You weren't listening to me.
Wow. That's a trick, man. Only certain people could do that. I'd be wondering, like, how do actors do that?
Well, there was just, like, kind of going off, but, like, there was one, I forgot who the actor was, but they were told by, like, another actor who was, like, really big, prominent figure. And they told him, like, think of, like, worst case scenario, something like with your family member, thinking like your family member getting, like, killed or, like, in a really bad situation, life or death situation, whatever, and just, like, continue to think about that. And then,
wow,
that was, like, I forgot who it was. I feel like it was an actress.
Dog, that is crazy. Like, you have to, like, train your mind. Like, it's crazy what the mental.
I think it was Keke Palmer.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I think it was Keke Palmer that said this.
Like, you have to, like, really train your mind to, like, go through some, like,
yeah.
You have to put your mind through a battlefield to cry on command.
Most people who are able to do it, from, like, interviews I've heard and stuff, they, like, they've had, like, traumatic things that they just think about, like, that make them cry. So, like, it's something from the past that they bring to the forefront of their mind, and it makes them cry.
That's so wild to me.
And then other people can just train themselves to do it. Like,
how do you do it?
I've been doing it since I was little, so I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like, keep the same energy.
And isn't that the name of the Taylor album?
When Nicki Minaj apologizes wholeheartedly, I hope you guys have the same energy for her.
Oh, I definitely will. I'm just waiting for it.
Give her time.
I'm just waiting for
what
it.
What does she need to apologize for? What does she need to apologize for?
The comments that she's made about Harriet Tubman, Stormy Jenner, or whatever, Webster. You know, just like the things that didn't need to be said that she said. She could apologize for those things.
Definitely. I mean, I'm
Queen Radio. Let's see if it gets addressed.
I never wanted to make, like, it's kind of going back to last week, but I never wanted it to be like I'm bashing Nicki Minaj. I just wanted to have some type of dialogue on it, and I'm still open to anything. I'm still keeping up with anything she's doing. I like hearing everybody's perspective on her situation within the past month. So, yeah. But back to Kanye. real quick, as far as the code switching thing, what I feel like happened is because he did make a comment that he didn't realize after the slavery was a choice comment. He didn't realize that, or no, he said he finally realized how much black people counted on and appreciated him and loved him. And so I think the reason why he had that realization is because he started to cater to one audience too much.
Who, Kanye did?
Yeah. And I feel like he took that a little bit too far.
Oh, cater to that upper echelon.
Right.
Audience.
Right. And it's like, that's why he got away from like his roots. And then people were like, oh, I want the old Kanye. And like, he kind of mocked that whole situation, or like that, whatever, that dialogue. But it was like that, yeah, he just went too far with it. And then, you know, with the whole, the Make America Great Again hat, yeah, like wearing that, like, oh, I got it signed by Donald Trump, like all that stuff.
It was just, I feel like it's like when you try to be so different, it pushes right. Everybody out. It's like, oh, I'm going to be just different to the, I'm going to be as different, as creative as possible. I'm just going to go far left.
Right.
Like, it's almost like, it's like Laren in a conversation where it's like, he'll be the one person that's like, eh, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
To like be so far off left when everybody's going right.
Yeah.
You just want to do that to be that person.
Right.
Like certain people have that. It's like Kanye. It's like, oh, I'm going to be that one person that's left out.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like nobody is going to like my idea, or mm-hmm. I'm going to just say some out of pocket stuff that, but just to get a reaction from people. Right. But it's the same mental stigma that people have where it's like, I'm gonna do this just to get a reaction.
I would say Kanye for that, like he's always done that, and it's because it's a challenge to him. He's challenging a lot of what he does is he challenges his audience to see, like, I'm gonna go against what you think is right, and I'm gonna make you side with me at the end of the mm-hmm. day. And I think that's what he gets off on, is like, I'm just gonna do something so different, and then everyone's gonna accept it. You know,
yeah, bro, and that's crazy. And it's like, it challenges your mind to think like, for years I've been thinking like this, but what if I did? And that's the whole point that he's trying to get to.
And I think it's a great challenge, because whether people realize it or not, I feel like that's what he's done for a lot of us, is like really challenged our way of thinking and our way of accepting certain art forms and whatnot. I will say that, like, I mean, I agree with a lot of what Victor said when he was getting into, like, he became so obsessed with, like, shooting down, like, designer brands, like, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Like, and then he became one, pretty much. Like, he became, like, his worst enemy in a sense like that. And I feel like that's what Victor was saying when he's, like, he started, like, catering to, like, an audience that wasn't his foundation.
Speaking of brands, I wanted to ask y'all this. Why do you think, actually, this is geared towards Michaela. Why do you think Ivy Park isn't doing as well as it should?
Because she's not really caring about it. I mean, I think it's something that she knew that she could do. I mean, she can do anything, but it's like she's not putting her full attention into it, and she hasn't since it started. So the creative team that she has, like the designers that she has, they're not designing like what's hot right now. Like, they're designing stuff that I would have wore like maybe in like 2005, and I'm just being honest.
2005,
like it doesn't compare to the market that's right now. It's not competitive.
What is it? Sorry, what is this?
It's Beyonce's sportswear line.
Oh, okay.
But it's just like very basic designs. It's like something that you would see in Forever 21. Like it's gotcha. Actually horrible, and I can honestly say that it's bad. But I mean, does she care? At the end of the day, as far as like her revenue and like money, people are still buying it. I bought stuff just to support her, but like it was very, I had to like pick through things.
I never took a look at it or anything like that.
But it's just basic. It's like leggings with Ivy Park on it, or like a sweatshirt with like Ivy Park, but just like the font, the design, the colors that they have, like she needs to fire her whole team.
Dang.
It's just not a good look.
Does she even wear her own stuff?
I mean, in campaigns she does, but she doesn't, we never see photos or videos of her like actually working out.
Well, that's
out.
How you know she's not taking it that serious. So she's not even wearing her own product, like.
Yeah, but we like rarely see her unless she's on stage or like going to an event.
I thought before Coachella,
she can't wear that to those
she
things.
Could.
No.
But I just feel like perfectionist, like, okay. And I'm not at all comparing like Kanye to Beyonce, but it's just like, maybe Beyonce is not a designer, but I just maybe would have expected like her clothing line to be a little bit more upper echelon.
I mean, you have to look, she's been designing clothes. Yeah, she had House of Darion, and that like still like didn't do that well. She's just not a designer. It might be something that she likes, but she's not her sister.
It's a completely different art form, right?
Yeah, she's just not a designer. It's not her thing. You can't be great at everything, and she just needs to like accept it. You understand,
like Kanye's situation is very like, there hasn't, not off the top of my head that I can think of, like artists that have had successful clothing lines as Kanye.
That's true.
P. Diddy. Like,
but his stuff is, personally, in my opinion, and I'm a different person, is not good either.
I would say Kanye's clothing, I want to separate his clothing from his shoes.
Yeah, not, I like his shoes.
The shoes are cool, but
I don't like the clothes.
Right, and his clothes are, for one, too expensive. And two, it's just terrible designing. I don't know. I don't think they really, well, yeah. Actually, going back to clothing, as far as like artists that's successful, P. Diddy actually, like, that's like,
yeah, and also Kimora.
Don't forget
Sean
don't forget,
John, and
don't forget
also Kimora Lee Simmons was really successful.
Yeah, baby fat.
Don't forget. Yes. Don't forget. I'm about to bring
G-Unit,
y'all back.
I know what you're saying.
Fat Farm.
Nope.
Rockaware.
Nope. P. Miller.
Percy.
Yep. I know y'all. Well, maybe that was me because I had
drug dealer, rapper, and P. Miller NBA had, star. Right.
Bro, no. P. Miller.
Percival.
P. Miller has some.
He did have. He had some clothing and shoes.
Bro, nah. But his clothing, maybe because I went to school with a bunch of ghetto kids, but P. Miller stuff used to be hot back then.
No, it was.
It was never up here like that.
It wasn't really.
Like,
yeah. Bro.
It was. We like did kinda, more like G Unit, like
yeah.
Baby Fat.
Remember the S Carters, yeah. Bro?
S Carters, the shoes.
Yeah. Boy, my brother.
Remember when his daughters came out with the like sneakers for girls? I had those. Vanessa Simmons.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What were they?
Angela. They, it was like candy something.
Yeah.
Pastries. Yeah.
God. I remember watching Rev Run show.
Yeah, and when they had to, like the reveal at the store.
I used to watch that show religiously.
Me too.
And I can't believe J. Cole like liked his daughter.
I'm not shocked. But
God is love.
Rev Run. I can't.
It's Blackberry.
He like Blackberry.
In the bathtub.
In the bathtub with the bald head. With the bald head. Hey, but nah, remember, isn't that like every other like rich celebrity show where the daughter's like, oh my God, Dad, I want to have like a
shoe.
I want
to do this.
He's like, come
that.
To me with a business plan.
Yeah.
Come to me with this, and then we'll see what we're talking about.
Like, have you ever seen Chris Lee Knows Best?
Chris Lee Knows Best, nah.
I've watched some of it. It's you've seen commercials for it, but you don't watch it.
I don't know. Like, I kind of like it. I would just always watch it on accident because it came on after wrestling, honestly. But it is funny. And I mean, like, he has a daughter.
Who's Chris Lee?
No.
Chris Lee is the
Todd
the
Chris
name.
Lee.
Who's that?
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
And he's just really rich.
And
it's like
Southern.
Yeah. It's like one of those like low key rich people you wouldn't really know about unless you like, you know, really follow
like
what
the,
he does.
What's the show you used to watch? The Real Housewives of Atlanta? What's her name?
No, I watched Miami, but yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, and I mean, he has a daughter too. I was like, oh, I want to get into modeling and then I want to have like my own clothing line and stuff like that.
It come with like a business plan and stuff. Yeah.
He's like, you're not. He's harsh on them.
He's so he's super
it's funny,
strict,
though.
But yeah, it's hilarious.
It's so funny. It's
bro, hilarious. You know, one thing I was going to say while I guess we only got like 5 more minutes left. Bro, what do you guys think about, I mean, I know Michaela watches this religiously, but Zach did too, surprisingly, like loving hip hop.
I hate reality TV
Hollywood.
Shows.
But it's just kind of crazy, like, I always want to wonder, like, how...
I love it.
Like, I always want to wonder, like, do they write down in a script, like, okay, you're going to do this, this, and this, for
it's
real?
Very structured in the script. Like,
it's
those reality TV shows are very structured, because I know somebody that was on one, so that's the only reason why. But, yeah, they're so structured. It's just, like, they leave it up to the person and...
To
like,
embellish the character.
Exactly.
What?
To, like, take it on as their own, but, like, there's, like, lines.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know it. Back in the day, it wasn't.
Oh, no.
I feel
Jersey Shore is still real.
Yeah, no, Jersey Shore was real.
Yeah, in like real world.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, that was real.
Yeah. Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say like before it wasn't Playground as scripted, love. But it was more like they would do things to antagonize, to stir it up.
No, and they would cast certain people because they knew they were going to start types. Drama.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I mean, obviously you're not going to have like a bunch of peaceful people on a reality TV show.
That's not fun to watch.
That'd be boring, unless they're funny, I guess.
Right.
Like us.
But I'd be wondering, like, bro, I think like producers really be stirring up drama. Like they'll tell somebody like,
oh, of course.
I mean,
but I mean, if you just watch it, like if you just, like, I can't stand the shows. Cause like you could just tell, like they all sit down and like on cue, they all start talking and arguing. And it's like the same, it's crazy.
It's
like,
literally the same.
You always every see fight a looks drink getting thrown.
You really gonna say that in front of my salad?
You're really gonna tell me happy birthday on my birthday?
Wait, who said that?
It was a Tyler Critter remix. He said, so you just gonna bring me a birthday gift on the birthday, my birthday, to my birthday party, my birthday?
But I wonder if they really be having kids like that, though, because sometimes they be like, that's your baby daddy.
You have to write it in.
Yeah.
If someone gets pregnant, you have to write it in.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's literally all part of this.
You're a freaking director. Like why do you know this?
I mean, like, this is literally all up to either the script writers or the producer. This producer may say something like in the middle of an episode and be like, do this.
It'd be crazy when you be seeing like these crazy black people, and then all of a sudden it's like literally the people behind it is like these Caucasian people.
But that's not really like, that's not Love and Hip Hop, that's Mona Scott.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
If you think about it, like, producers do the same thing with newscasters and they interviewing somebody. Like, I'm pretty sure, so going back to Kanye real quick, he's coming out of the building. One of the news stations, they're asking him questions, like really good questions. Oh, you're back in Chicago. What are you doing here? What are you doing for the community? So on and so forth. Last question. Oh, Trump said blah 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 that you like him, whatever. What do you have to say to that? It's like you could have left that out of there because it was such a, like, it was really good questions, quick questions, and he had really good answers. But yeah, that's how they pull him in. And I'm sure the producer was like, ask him about Trump, because why would you go from community and city based questions, personal questions, and then let's bring politics into it.
They just need their headlines, bro.
Exactly. And he's like, oh, and you heard it here first. I just talked to Kanye West and he's back in Chicago. Like, bro, come on. Like, that's...
You heard it here first. Kanye West said he likes Trump.
Yeah, that's... And I was like, now, like, that gives the media an opportunity to flip the script and start with Trump on Kanye : I like him. You know, like... Now they're gonna flip it. Like, it's stupid. It's stupid.
That's why I don't, bro. Low key, I'm about to stop reading Complex, bro. Because Complex be like,
it's getting worse.
Oh, it's getting way worse.
It's getting worse.
It is bad, bro. And I know, I don't know if you listen to Joe Budden's
his podcast, yeah.
Breakfast Club interview, though.
Oh, no.
He just came out with that today.
Oh.
But yeah, bro, it's just getting bad.
It's getting worse.
They're
becoming like a TMZ.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting bad.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm about to start finding a new place.
And Rolling Stone. They're bad too.
I've never.
Rolling Stone has some of the worst writers ever. But yeah, we'll wrap this up.
We're gonna wrap this up. You guys got any final thoughts?
You heard it here first
on CC Radio, 2-hour premiere. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I got no final thoughts, man. Go ahead and close it out.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, you got anything?
Back to the studio I go.
Yes, sir.
That's tonight.
Oh wait, were you gonna say anything? And we out. I'm about to go get my Chick-fil-A.
Yee.
We out.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KABU is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KABU will be hosting Coal Miner's Daughter on Wednesday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. This film from 1980 chronicles the life of country singer Loretta Lynn. Sissy Spacek brings sincerity and depth to her portrait of Loretta and does her own singing in the movie, as does Beverly D'Angelo in the role of Patsy Cline. Tommy Lee Jones also delivers one of his best performances. Again, that's Coal Miner's Daughter on Wednesday, September 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short Docs will show multiple short documentaries by local filmmakers, followed by an audience Q&A. There will be films about the Me Too movement, the Palindrome World Championship, an urban farm, the Oregon coast, and much more. Again, that's PDX Short Docs on Sunday, September 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good afternoon. I get home from school. Our dad said, we're all going to the drive-in. Double features on Monty's Uncle and the Monsters Got Home. You wanna go? I said, no thanks. I can think it's about summer. It's almost here. That means I get to spend some time with my lover. Yeah, he's a real dude. With his long hair, bangs, and beer boots. I'm going to the Battle of the Garages tonight. His